Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we are joined by the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, who joins John.
The man, the myth, Coach Quinn. Good morning, Coach Quinn. What's going on?
I would say, Hugh Douglas, you're a beast. Don't be worried about
it. Hey, Coach.
You know what I'm saying? Since when are you going to back down from an offensive tackle? Come on, man.
No, I'm just saying, Coach, it's something like you have a couple on the squad, too. You got a couple guys that got some McGarry, those young cats, got some dog in them.
That's right. You know the other side. When he was playing, man, they had to deal with you.
Yeah. But I tell you what, the worst feeling in the world as a defender is when you have some guys on the other side of the ball, Coach, that's going to give it to you like you dishing it out. Now, that's a nice little battle right there.
Yeah. You can definitely tell when, and you know this firsthand, when you break somebody's will.
There you go.
And it don't happen in the first quarter.
Yeah, this
now,
is true.
You might have some doubt in your mind, like, yo, okay, it's this kind of day. But, yeah, what an awesome time to get started. We do have some guys, and we just added another one who's got real toughness and attitude about how he likes to play in a style. And, hopefully today do his physical and his paperwork is Alan Bailey to come out this way and contribute as well.
Coach, I got to say, now, every year that you've been here, you've always been full of energy and you've been hyped. But, Coach, you're different this year. I mean, to tell you, I can feel it. I can feel the energy coming off of you. What is so different about this year as opposed to every other year since you've been here?
I would say, Hugh, have you been on the teams where you have like a feeling about guys and a feeling about the moments and a feeling about what you can because of the team? Those are the things that kind of light me up. I'm constantly thinking about the roles for the guys and the way to feature them and the things we can do and the boldness that we want to play with. So having that kind of mindset and attitude to go for it at the biggest way, when you're part of one of those teams and you know what those years feel like, you kind of have a more woke sense about you. So, yeah, I'm definitely ready to go. I like this group. They're connected. And half the teams are. Now it'll come down to how well can we execute? How well can we feature the guys in the roles in their very best ways.
Coach, that's the second time you used that word woke. You're giving me goosebumps over here. Slow down, Coach. You got me feeling like I could play out of this piece.
At least two plays.
I don't even know if I can give you that one, Coach. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joining John and Hugh as we talk about the second day of camp. Coach, it's not like you can walk into camp on the first day yesterday and say, okay, guys, we're just going to walk through a few things and sort of get ready and work our way up. You had to look at the guys and go, oh, by the way, guys, first day of camp, and we have a game next week.
Yep. Yeah, so I think it's not a time at training camp to dip the toe in the water. Oftentimes in OTAs, you're really so much focused on the skill set of the player because you got this window, whether it's lifting and conditioning or something to work on for their skill set. And then it changes, John, a little bit as you get into training camp because now all the unique things that you can bring to the team, that you need to have. But now it is all about the team. And so the roles, the features, the way you can go into that. It's their second time through the installations of offense and defense and special teams, so that's good. But now it is time to find the unique roles for the players. We're glad that we get an extra opportunity, especially for the youngest players who haven't played or, inexperienced players, to get another chance to play. That's valuable, man. That's where you learn the most in the games. We try to create it at practice, but there's nothing like playing.
Now, being back in that defensive room, Coach, I know that has to be a different feel for you. What is that like now as opposed to being the head coach and having to oversee everything? I know you're still overseeing everything, but now you're in that defensive room. How different is that?
Well, I'm fortunate to have a number of guys that really helped me stay connected to that. We added Bob Sutton in the spring, and Jeff Olbrich and Jerome Henderson also do a great job. But what I always want to get across is the style and attitude that we want to play with. And what I hit on the first night was the powerful, effects of great communication on defense. Some of the best defenses we see, and you guys watch as well, when you have all these guys talking about the calls, barking out the calls, the alerts, it's basically about playing team defense in every single way. Even like when you're playing man-to-man, there's aspects of playing man-to-man that's individual skills. Yeah, mm-hmm. We get that. But there's also man, I got your back. Watch for this call. I got your back. Watch for this technique. And when those things start happening, people start calling it out, that's a powerful thing. And nobody can be as tough alone. So when you get this communication ramped up, when you get the connection ramped up, that to me, Hugh, is when the great defense takes off. Not just good defensive players, but great team defense.
Coach, another thing that I saw yesterday was in certain drills, I saw the defensive end standing up a little bit more. Is that by design? Is that for they could see like what's coming a little bit better?
Yeah, and there's certainly some times now that being up on our feet, you know, basically like as a 34 outside backer, there's mm-hmm. times when there's an advantage to that, to edge set and to be outside, and there's advantages to say, okay, now I only have to deal with a certain type of play on this one, you know, call it like a third down and long where you'll see the guys down. But, yeah, that was definitely one of the things we explored through the off season to say some of these guys who naturally played on their feet before, you know, let's look at that. And we're going through the training camp and evaluating some of that as well.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Coach, because one of the guys that jumped out to me immediately when I saw that was Tack McKinley and the way that he's using his hands and trying to set the edge. And I that was one of the little nuances that I saw in the defense. And I was just wondering, you know, basically was that something that you put in there? That looks pretty good so far.
Yeah, so far in the spring, it's been good. And he was definitely, I would say, like on the defense of the players that probably made the biggest jump. You know, he was into that conversation for sure through the offseason to go. He's lighter, he's faster, he's fitter to go all out, and he's got that type of motor to do that. So we put him on his feet. He likes, you know, seeing, you know, a tight end coming from across the formation, or, you know, we're going to play some mobile quarterbacks who have zone read potential. So being on your feet, being able to do that, there's some advantages. So we wanted to make sure we had good versatility that we could do that when we needed to.
Another guy that's stuck, sorry about that, John, I had to jump in, you know, talking to Coach, talking football, get hyped up in this thing. but another guy that I saw yesterday in a glimpse, Devontae Freeman, Coach, like he been on that squat rack quite a bit in this offseason.
Yeah, Free has been steady in the weight room. And I think being away, he realized how strong he wanted to get. And he has really put the focus into that space because, you know, you'd come back through an OTA practice and I'd go back through the weight room on my way back in, and post-practice he was getting it in. So there was these moments I'd come in the evening he was in. So you could tell he's putting the work in to get ready. I do think he's stronger than he's ever been, you know, because of the work that he's put in inside the weight room.
Yeah, we're talking with head coach Dan Quinn. You're talking about just great to see Free back out there and to see Keanu Neal and Rico Allen and some of the guys back in and getting your team back. What are the other things? Yeah, one of the other things that people were talking about yesterday, some of your players were talking about defensively, was how much they really have are kind of glomming onto the idea and really smiling a lot by the idea of playing for you directly as the defensive coordinator. Largely, Coach, what is a Dan Quinn defense going to look like? Is there an overall philosophy that you want to attain?
Well, for sure, it comes down to the ball first, John. It's the ball and scoring defense. I would say from a fan standpoint, you know, putting the fear of God into another offense. That's, you know, if you're talking about from a philosophy standpoint, can you do that? Where does that come from? Toughness, the physicality, the speed, relentlessness, like where you're always on the attack. And the reason I emphasize communication so strongly on the first day is in order for us to be the type of team we have to be, even when it's unnatural for players who are more quiet to talk, we're going to force it because those are the small tips, the small alerts that allow you to play team defense as well as we can. So it is a fun group to be a part of. They're hungry. This is a really cool group of guys. You'd love to play with this defense because of their, you know, connection to one another. But we're going to push it like crazy, John, to play relentless and make sure every single time we go, you know, that we're going to bring it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you got some guys that you're really counting on this year. You know, boy, good to have those guys back. And we talk about the loss and the injuries last year to this defense, Coach Quinn. But, you know, when it talks about Rico Allen's, you know, impact on this defense, sometimes Hugh and I talk about this a lot, is lost on some of the fans who don't understand just how critical he is to this defense and how he relays everything. He becomes your quarterback, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is an extension of me. And he's one of the people that are the best at communicating. And so he worked so hard, not just on his body to come back from his injury, but if I could tell you the amount of time he's put in the off season mentally from the neck up to improve as a player. He had asked, can I sit on the quarterback meeting, you know, when we're doing this? Yes, can I do this? Can you have this breakdown for me? So he challenged himself to take his preparation to a new space. And like any player, any competitor, the more prepared you are, it just breeds confidence. And so not only did he get himself right physically, which is your main goal when you're injured, he also used the time to say, I'm going to get stronger from the neck up in the game and find more ways that I can be bolder to make more plays. And that, to me, sums up who he is. All the unrequired work that he puts in makes him a rare competitor, and that's why he's such a kind of a multiplier for our team.
I guess it's really starting to sink in here that you got a game next week.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
It is, Coach. And by the way, when you asked me earlier, the last time that I felt, you know, like you had a special team, last time I felt like that, Coach, no pressure, but we went to the Super Bowl. I remember it was yesterday, like coming in and being a part of that squad. We went to the Super Bowl.
There's the best teams, you know, are led from the locker room. And so on that team, there were some really terrific leaders that the fans would remember well. Some of them were O-linemen and D-linemen, a guy like Jonathan Babineau or Tyson Jackson or Chris Chester or Andy Levitre. And then when we added men like Alex Mack into the group, you could feel this sense of leading from inside take place, where they were willing to, you know, be accountable to one another, and that was the norm. And so we wanted to make sure every chance we get, the players are reconnecting to that. And all the players who are now saw that as an example, they are now in the leadership molds of Grady's and Deion's and Kiki's. And so they're ready to take that. And so I guess that's a big piece, John, of why I am so excited. It's because of the guys inside the locker room. I've always known, and the fans do too, Matt, Julio, they execute. They play at the level. And then when you have the guys who can add to that and Freeze and other players who take on big roles, like, that's a really cool thing. And to see Jake Matthews now come into the role of a leader, where that was handed down from Chester or Levitre. So those are the moments. Those are the guys. And that's why the best teams you've probably been a part of too, it started down in the locker room first.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach. Do appreciate. We look forward to next week at the first game and the continuation of AT&T Falcons training camp. Thanks,
Have
Coach.
A good one, Coach.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.